Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one show. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, which are really kind of interesting ones today, I got to say. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. We're going to find out about pride and how it went left. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. Why not?
I need about 350.
Because we don't have 350. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Excellent question. Review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. We're asking life's questions about life's questions. And at the moment, we have a Daily Double. Question number one, do English people eat English muffins or do they just call them muffins? That's question number one. And number two, why do round pizzas come in square boxes? I don't know. I can't figure it out. Also, Bible trivia for cool, yet somehow crummy prizes. In this case, we're going to be giving away tickets for concerts. Ooh. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show. That's very good. Oh, yeah, we're doing that living life as a Christian thingy. Your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. We got none of that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, oh my goodness, is it going to be fun.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, of all the mistakes that people make with their money, underestimating investment risk is right at the top of the list. After 33 years of financial advising, I can tell you that very few people have an actual handle on how much money they could lose if the markets go the wrong way. Now, this is a critical piece of information and especially important if you're in the retirement red zone. Be aware, friends, there are numerous ways for you to secure your life savings and still generate an excellent rate of return without risking your principal. If you haven't reviewed your retirement planning, please give me a call for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, securing retirements for 33 years. Call me for your free consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my website, theretirementprofessor.com. That's theretirementprofessor.com. Or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
As we head into the holiday season, there is a lot going on at Monte Vista Village.
Kevin, great to be with you. You know, the holidays are almost upon us, and our residents have already been busy. They've just completed a rummage sale to raise the money for our 7th annual military party we have in December, and they're still busy making hats for all those 240 children who will attend. November, we have Master Chang coming to discuss the benefits of Tai Chi, and of course, we have a Thanksgiving luncheon. And December is chocked full with choirs coming in, Christmas lights to view, and various parties to enjoy. Kevin, I hate knowing that a lot of seniors will be by themselves during the holidays, so I invite them to come to our home for the holidays and spend the month of December with us. I've been talking about our lower rate opportunity, and this is a great time to take advantage. Please don't stay home by yourself. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331 and see what your life could be like.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331 for Monte Vista Village. License number 374-600-564.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 30 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, "Doc, I need some brain surgery." So just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803 or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. Best part? All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Still going.
You know what? Hold on. I think I hear something in that lung. Hold on. Keep breathing. Deep breaths. In, out.
Dave, your mic techniques okay. Are fabulous.
Yeah. Cough. Good. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, I suggest you send an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Then follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because schmandel. There we go. This segment brought to you by E. coli, termite, and pest control, and our very own Sue Freeze, also known as the termite lady. Da, 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 da. All right, so here's the great thing about Sue. I know, see, when we don't do it on the actual sound effect and I do my own sound effect, I still like it because I do the little dog thing at the end. I go, da, 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 da. It's like kind of funny.
I kind of thought I heard a dog noise in there.
Yeah, it's kind of da, 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 da. Anyway, E. coli uses microwave, electrogut, and patented E. coli heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. Keep in mind this one special thing that Sue Freeze, a.k.a. the termite lady, da, 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 is 30 years in business, and so they're offering a special. $100 off any termite work or $50 off any initial pest control. Keep in mind, it's termite and pest control. And the one thing that's great about Sue is she will tell you the way it is. She goes to your house and there's a problem and it's like a termite problem. She'll tell you. I mean, this is the problem. This is what you got to do. You call 800-332-BUGS. That's 800-332-BUGS. You know, you can also go to ecolatermite.com. E-C-O-L-A. ecolatermite.com. Keep in mind also, Sue has her own show right here on KPRZ Saturdays at 4 p.m. Driving down the road on Saturday, want to hear something inspirational? Turn on KPRZ. Call 800-332-BUGS in order to get the termite lady to help you out with your termite and or pest control. There you go. Sue Freeze. Thank you. Okay. I didn't want to have to do this, but I have to tell on myself. There's few things that are exciting in radio as telling on yourself. This is one of them I'm going to tell on myself. Oh, by the way, Robo Producer, did you want to do scripting or how do we want to do all that or where are we at? Or do you want?
No,
to
I'm just going to load the CDs for today.
Okay, just going to load CDs. Okay, so here's what happened. So you can listen to the story and then tell me how goofy I am because this is what happened. This story in this first segment is called The Disappointment of Pride Fallen. The Disappointment of Pride Fallen. What do you think this has to do with?
My disappointment and pride.
Yeah, my dog. Okay, so here's what happened. See, you guys don't understand. And this is the thing. If you want to see how goofy the dog is that you keep talking about, you can go to David Spoon, the David Spoon Experience on Facebook. You can go to KPRZ on Facebook and not where the top photos are, but where the things that people add photos are. I put a photo of Levi up there. It's his stoic look. It's the one where the wife says that he kind of looks like he's like a magi or something. He's got a very goofy look, and he's got a blanket around his head, and you're like going, what? And he's looking off at the distance like he's seeing a star. It's so weird. I don't even know what to say about it. But anyway, here's what happened. We, for those who don't know, we moved to a new community. We weren't feeling that comfortable level, that peace level, so we decided, you know, we're going to go where we think the Lord's leading us. We made that decision. That whole thing, I can't even tell you, that's another miracle that's working itself out in the whole. Remember that whole thing? They came up with a bill, and it was $1,800, and then I prayed and asked the Lord for help, and, da, 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 and they dropped it to $1,000. Well, it turns out that we were just able to rearrange about five, because we were budgeted for 500. It turns out we were able to rearrange in the budget over the next 60 days to change kind of payment structures on a couple things to $500 less next month, which would be the money that we did not have budgeted for this thing. So the budget that we had, the $500, we're within $50 of the budget that we
set. Now that's a God moment.
I mean, come on. It's like, that's so cool. I mean, don't you love stuff? Like, people are like, well, it's got to be thousands of dollars to be a miracle. Hey, when you need 20 bucks and the Lord sends you 20 bucks, it's a miracle. And don't tell me, oh, but it's not more money. It's not worth anything. Tell that to the guy like me who needs 20 bucks. So anyway, we move into this new neighborhood, and what are we? We're active. We're active people, actively involved in trying to get to know our neighbors, and we're actively involved in trying to get to know their dogs so that we can send Levi out with somebody else to play with so we don't have to walk him. Not that that's selfish or anything, but okay. So anyway, the community has photo contests and baking contests and decorating contests and luaus, and they have little pizza parties and other social gatherings. They talk about restaurant suggestions and community happenings in Carlsbad. That's nice, right? Nice community involvement. They also have this thing called Pet of the Month. Okay. And so when we got there, I'm on their little Facebook site, and Pet of the Month, Pet of the Month. So we arrived, and I entered our little guy. If you want to see the picture, you can see that picture, like I said, on the David Spoon Experience. You can click and look on the picture of Levi. It's pretty cute. And then also on the K-Praise, it's on there somewhere in a couple places. So I'm all excited because nobody else in the community is posting a picture of a dog, and I'm thinking, we're going to win. Okay? Now, I know we're going to win for sunset. I've already showed people here the sunsets. We won that. Okay? But I'm trying to get dog thing too, right? So I'm like, I'm getting all like, yeah, my dog's going to win. Yeah, that's right. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. That's what the scripture says. By the way, it doesn't say pride goes before a fall. That's just all those people on TV not reading their Bible because they quit reading when they were in sixth grade. I don't know, something. But the scripture says pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. We'll just say that this one racks up to the haughty spirit. That's where this one goes. So, that's right, honey. We're going to win. Levi's going to be crowned champion pet of the month. We're going to put that around his little bowl and, put a little light up there so everybody sees it when they come in the house. That sounded pretty good. And yesterday, I go online. There's a new dog in the community. If I sound bitter, I'm not trying to be bitter. There's a new dog in the community. It's a golden lab puppy. A golden lab puppy, 10 weeks old. 10 weeks old. Wait, get this. Who's being trained to help the disabled. Okay, no, wait. And is totally the pick of the litter. The triple threat. He's a golden lab puppy who's totally cute. Not the runt of the litter, but the pick of the litter. And he's being trained to help the disabled. And he's got one of those pictures up there, one of those dog pictures. The melt your heart, even if your heart is made of stone picture. And he's a lot cuter than Levi's. So for the picture of the month, I voted for him. I voted for the other dog. Why? Because he's cute. So now I'm bummed out because I was walking around with this haughty spirit. Acting like Levi was going to win. Now I know Levi's going to lose the contest primarily because of me as well. And I also lost a $25 gift certificate to PetSmart. So I'm smarting right here. I'm just feeling it right here. Sometimes you got to drop that haughty spirit down a notch and just be thankful for what you got. I'm thankful I have a runt of the litter, goofy looking dog. And I thank the Lord that I didn't win the $25 at PetSmart, knowing that I probably would have spent that $25 on toys for the dog. So it's probably a good idea. All right. What we're going to do, I want to touch you a little bit about unicorn jewelry. Then we're going to take a break. So we might go about 30 seconds over here. Let me just give you some information because I actually bought my wife's ring at Unicorn Jewelry even before I started in radio. How's that? Everybody knows a gift from gift of jewelry from Unicorn Jewelry and Watch Boutique in Rancho Bernardo. It captures a woman's heart. That's right. My wife looked at that ring and went, what? In October, they're doing even more. It's the warming of the hearts of others. That's because through the rest of this month, you can save up to 50% on an unbelievable amount of selections of jewelry, and a portion of the proceeds are going to go to Breast Cancer Angels in their mission to provide financial and emotional assistance for women with breast cancer. That means that if you get your unicorn jewelry today or tomorrow or the next day and buy something special, okay, a portion of that money is going to go to help Breast Cancer Angels. That is totally cool. So not only can you get 50% off, you can also help contribute to a very good cause. All you got to do is go to Unicorn Jewelry on Bernardo Center Drive, or you can go to unicornjewelry.com today. By the way, their number, 858-487-6454. That's 858-487-6454. Unicorn Jewelry, Bernard Center Drive. I think that's cool. 50% off plus a portion. That's nice. It is Bernard. I said Bernardo. Did they say Bernardo? I said Bernard. You know, I used to live off the street, right? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I got a short DDD, and I got a mystery guest coming up at 2:30. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Well, the government's overhaul of the reverse mortgage program took effect October 1. The new rules will limit the cash you receive at closing, but even bigger changes are coming January 14th with financial assessment, which may completely disqualify some seniors or reduce the cash received with property tax and insurance set-asides. Hey, Mark Larson here. Now's the time to enjoy the retirement you deserve with no mortgage payments and access the equity in your home today before the next set of changes. Mehran Aram and his team at Aramco Financial invite you to the beautiful Crown Plaza Hanalei Hotel in San Diego, November 7th at 6 p.m. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call Mehran and the team at Aramco. Reserve your seat today, 866-611-30, 866-611-30, or online at aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
Joey, there's an E. coli truck pulling up next door.
Nah, not to worry, doll. That's for the neighbors. These people haven't called nobody. We're the stealth termites. They don't got a clue we're here.
Actually, we do have ways of finding you, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from E. coli. Termites don't always make themselves known. During the summer heat, they like to lay low, but breed a lot. But here at E. coli, our expert, experienced inspectors know what to look for in your attic and foundation. If we find termites, we can use family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like E. coli heat, electric gun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments to get rid of them. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Joey, that E. coli man is walking over here, too.
Wow, that ain't fair. Pack up, doll.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, and mother-approved, 877-332-BUGS.
Aleem is 5 years old, and the African village where she lives is the only world she knows other than the world of fear and loss. Tonight, she hides in the brush behind her family's shack, which is home. She hears the distant sound of marching feet heading toward her village. As they get closer and closer, the village erupts in a mad panic. She wonders if her father is the next who'll be whisked away into a life of slavery. She shakes with fear, but stays hidden. Then she sees the soldiers taking her father away. No, she wants to scream. Not my daddy, no. She watches her father fade into the distance and wonders if she'll ever see him again. She cries. Will you help? Christian Solidarity International rescues slaves and returns them to their families. $50 frees a slave. Call now, please. 888-676-5700. 888-676-5700. Or go to kprz.com.
The Stewardship Academy is a community service to help KPRZ listeners with their finances.
Learn how the 2013 tax law changes affects your income, your estate planning, and your investments.
Discover alternatives for your low-yielding savings.
Learn about multi-generational IRA and charitable planning.
And tax-advantage investment strategies.
KPRZ proudly welcomes five-star wealth manager Jonathan Doring from Thrivent Financial as guest speaker.
Attend this free workshop today at Faith Lutheran and Vista in St. Andrews in San Diego.
Tomorrow at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Chula Vista and Christ Episcopal Church in Coronado.
Thursday at Fallbrook United Methodist. The workshop is free, but please pre-register by calling Ruth at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227.
The Stewardship Academy, helping you be wise with your money so you can live a generous life. Call 858-455-5227 for more information on future workshops or to host the Stewardship Academy at your church.
He eats carbon monoxide for lunch with a side salad, and he recycles his oil and oil filter together. The Green Guy and County of San Diego Recycling want to remind you that every day is Earth Day. Remember to always recycle your oil and oil filter together.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. This segment brought to you by Zero Res and our good friend Brian Holland. Brian Holland, here's the thing about Brian and his wife. They really care. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but they really care that their stuff is good. When we were at the pastor's appreciation lunch, and I went up and I met her and told her what they did over at our place, how they came in, told us all the stuff, did a great job. I even had pictures on my phone, and that was from earlier. She was like, you know what? That's what we love. We like to do that. We like to really help people out. This is what their deal is. They don't come in and just do this kind of half-hearted wet and jet kind of stuff. They really do a great job. They give you a 30-day money-back guarantee, which you cannot beat that. A 30-day money-back guarantee. You gotta love it guarantee is what they call it. $129 covers three rooms. The techs are prompt, polite, professional. You will absolutely have a good experience going through this. I not only recommend them, the KPRZ and KCBQ studios recommend them. How about that? 858-486-4100, 858-486-4100. You can also go to ZeroResSanDiego.com, right online, set it up, get some more information, give them a holler, tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. Check them out, because they even do more than just carpets. Here's what I tell you right now. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. I can't even say my own name. The David Spoon Experience. That's me. And they'll get you a lollipop. Okay. That seems like a fair trade to me. All right. Besides getting the good deal. A couple things I want to talk about. I did a posting on my Twitter account. I don't know if I was twitting or tweeting.
You were tweeting as a twit on Twitter.
I don't even know what that means. Again, I only put stuff on there because it doubles up on my Facebook. I don't even know. So anyway, but I did want to kind of talk about it because I talked about something that's important. And it will lead into our next segment. See, we got these lead-in things going on. I'm not doing that on purpose. I'm doing that on accident on purpose. Figure that one out, and I'll give you a dollar. Mm. Anyway, what I said was Genesis chapter 1:1. Remember Genesis 1:1?
I do.
You remember the great thing about Genesis 1:1? The first four words can change your life. That's what I love about Genesis 1:1. First four words. In the beginning, God. I love that passage. E.V. Hill preached a message on in the beginning, God. And man, I don't sit there fascinated overall by a lot of sermons, but I could not move. I was just so intensely listening to what he had to say, how he really got into the whole process of in the beginning, not science, in the beginning, not human, in the beginning, not philosophy, in the beginning, not fleshly things, in the beginning, God. Everything starts with God. So what I put in the tweet was, in the beginning, God, let's start walk and finish our day remembering that it's all in the Lord. But start with God. And here's something that I'd like to encourage people to do who are in the audience, who are listening right now. When you wake up, and assuming you would wake up and you're still here on earth, and the Lord has not decided to take you, when you wake up, do not get out of bed right away. I want you to take 10 seconds and say to yourself, okay, God, I'm starting with you. I'm going to start with you. In other words, try to start the process by thinking of God in the beginning of the day. Start your day with God in your mind, in your heart. Now, you know he's there by faith, and sometimes for some people, forgiveness is in the blood, but waking up is in the coffee. I know how that works. Don't kid yourself. But if you can take 10 seconds, it's the 10-second challenge. You want to call it that? The 10-second challenge. And just say, okay, God, I'm going to start with you. If you can just do that before you slip out of bed. Now, if you're a person that when you sleep, you travel. You know people that sleep, they travel. They travel, and then by the time they wake up, they're like halfway off the bed, and like their legs are on the bed, and their head is against like the sliding glass door or something like that. Before you get out of that position when you wake up, before you get up and roll over and say, it was an accident, okay, before you do all that stuff, just say, okay, God, I'm going to start this day with you. Just tell the Lord you're going to start the day with him. Have him in mind. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to have everything perfect. It doesn't mean you're not going to run into traffic. Lord knows you're going to run into traffic, which I don't know why more Christians aren't praying on the freeways all the time. I pray every time I get on the freeway just to survive. So the whole process, though, start your day that way. I know a lot of people like to pray towards the end of the day, and I see zero problems with that. But here's what I'm going to say. Start with God and see how much more he's there throughout the day. What do you think of that advice?
Two things. One, I pray on both ways of the commute, to and from. And my morning usually doesn't start with getting out of bed within 10 seconds. I get up very early, and I'm not an early riser that likes to get up that early. So I'm about 10 minutes in bed, and not every day, but you know, I try and take a few minutes in the morning and just, you know, tell God what I'm thankful for the day.
Yeah, that's all I'm asking. Because if you do that...
If you do it every day, that's a great challenge to do.
That's a really challenge. Even if you start off, here's the thing. Just first of all, do it one day. And then give yourself the challenge of doing it for one Monday through Friday week. That's just start there. The Lord will take care of the rest of that stuff. You just do that. Just try it one day. And then after you do that, try it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And see if it does not... substantially change your partnership with God from beginning to end. That's why I say in the beginning, God. Okay? When you first wake up, God. When you first start off, God. You know what will happen? Your eyesight, spiritual eyesight, that is, your heart, your sensitivity will probably be improved somewhat. Now, maybe nothing. But you know what? It couldn't hurt to start your day saying, okay, God, I'm going to start with you. That can't hurt you. That's not a bad thing to start with the Lord. You know what I'm saying? That's a good thing. Okay. All right. What we're going to do, we're going to take a break. By the way, I do want to remind everybody, because we have a guest that's coming on, so we're going to take a short break. I do want to remind everybody about Half Price Tuition. Don't forget about that. Go on the website, kprz.com, and check it out. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the Cedar Fire and somebody that went through a unique experience with it. Don't go anywhere.
This world. Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Experience the magic of La Casa del Zorro Resort in Borrego Springs. You'll love sun-drenched days, star-filled nights on 42 acres with 5 pools, fine food, tennis, fitness, hiking, and golf nearby. Weekday deluxe rooms from $149, weekends $199. Call 760-767-0100.
When we had a short list of the people we wanted to go out and interview, these people were threatened, and they actually pulled out and said, you know, we're not prepared to come out and and tell our story, because we know people are out there looking for us and they're quite prepared to do whatever it takes to harm us.
Right now, Christians in Africa are suffering deeply for their faith in ways you and I find hard to even imagine. Loss of home and family, threats of death. But you can give them hope. You can send the Bibles they long for. Let them know that when they call on you, you hear them and you answer. Right now, combined with the challenge grant already provided by Friends of Bible League, when you give $25, we will be able to send 10 Bibles. When you give $50, we'll be able to send 20. Call 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 1-800-937-9673. Or give online at 1-800-YES-WORD.com.
Stewardship Academy is a community service to help KPRZ listeners with their finances.
Attend Finances and You, a free workshop at Sunrise Community Church.
KPRZ proudly welcomes five-star wealth manager Jonathan Doring from Thrivent Financial as your guest speaker.
Learn how the 2013 tax law changes affects your income, your estate planning, and your investments.
Discover alternatives for your low-yielding savings.
Learn about multi-generational IRA and charitable planning.
And tax-advantage investment strategies.
Attend this free workshop
at Sunrise Community Church in Santee.
Tonight at 6:30 p.m. or Saturday, 10:30 a.m.
The workshop is free, but please pre-register by calling Ruth at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227.
The Stewardship Academy, helping you be wise with your money so you can live a generous life. Call 858-455-5227 for more information.
This is a public notice from Varango Solar. If you are a San Diego Gas and Electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program. To see if you qualify, call 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, if you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call Varango Solar at 800-951-5800. 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Football season is finally here, but that doesn't mean you need to bring the mud and dirt from the backyard inside to your carpets. Clean out the dust and dirt from the gridiron left behind with a deep clean for your carpet. Call Zero Res and get the clean your home deserves. After all, your carpets work hard 365 days a year. Think of Zero Res carpet cleaning as a much-needed off day for your carpet. You know of the benefits of alkaline water for your health. Now you can learn how Zero Res, with their patented system, uses powerful alkaline water to make your carpet, tile, and upholstery healthy. Too. You deserve a clean and healthy home and friendly professional staff. That's why everyone says use Zero Res. For the month of October, you can get 3 rooms pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized for only $129. Call 858-486-4100, 858-486-4100 for the October special, or on the web at ZeroResSanDiego.com. And commercial customers get free quotes. That's 858-486-4100. Call Zero Res today.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Oh yeah, I'm getting good at that. I am. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. You like that? I'm good.
Very
at that.
Good.
I'm good at that. It's like Louisiana style right there. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Let's make sure everybody understands. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, really? You don't know what email is? Come on. You got to know what that is. Facebook, go there, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and follow me on Twitter, @SpoonExperience, because Schmondo.
You're the man now, dog.
Thank you. That was a pretty good one right there. On the phone with me is Greg Stelly, and we're going to talk a little bit. Greg Stelly is the author of God Inside the Fire, which has to do with the Cedar Fire that took place, I'm guessing, Greg, this is 10 years ago today. Is that correct?
Exactly.
That's amazing right there by itself. So,
Well, it's an anniversary nobody knows.
Yeah.
And we're going to tell them today, David.
All right. So here's what we got. Greg's written a book, and he's had some experiences he wants to share, and nobody has given Greg a shot. And sometimes that's a warning, and sometimes that's also an indicator that sometimes the enemy doesn't want stuff getting out. So every once in a while, I'll take that step and reach out when somebody has contacted me and talk to them about it and see what's taking place. That's what we're going to do in this section right here. I want Greg to literally, he's got a book, he's written it, he's passionate about it. It's something the Lord's put on his heart, and I'm going to give him an open forum. I'm going to interrupt him when I think it's necessary. But initially, Greg, why don't you tell us, what is God Inside the Fire? What does it mean? What does it relate to? And make sure to give us a good summation so that people can get a grasp on it.
Well, the easiest way I can describe this to you is to tell you there was a modern-day, biblical-sized miracle in the middle of the Cedar Fire on the night of October 28th, morning of October 29th, exactly 10 years ago today, in a place called Cuyamaca Woods, on North Peak, which is the northernmost of the Cuyamaca Mountains, which were totally burned over during the Cedar Fire. All the firemen had gone to Julian, and they barely saved Julian. If you recall, there's a fireman named Jerry Rucker. God bless him. He died saving Julian. The firemen never fought the fire in Cuyamaca. The entire area used to be Piney Woods, if you recall, and it's not Piney Woods anymore. It won't be in our lifetimes. But this is a story about an entire five-acre piece of property. In answer to two prayers, would not burn. Now, that sounds incredible. And if I wrote it as a fictional story, you'd throw the book out of your hands. But it's not a fictional story. It actually happened, and there's actually pictures scattered throughout this book. It's a story of two families, my family, and the Scolaris in the book. That's not their actual last name. They gave me permission to write the story, and we changed the last name. And they had just bought a piece of property in Cuyamaca Woods. I had been to this property. I had walked it with Frank. Now, Frank and Kathy are their names, and they have four kids at the time that were kids. They're not kids anymore. They're young adults. And we had Danielle and Juliet. They were 8 and 9 at the time, and my wife, Joni. And Joni prayed for this piece of property. Frank is a physicist. Everything's scientific. There is no supernatural. Kathy goes along that line of thinking. So we had shared the Lord with them for years, Kathy and Joni specifically, and hadn't made any headway. And so finally, in the midst of that fire, they dropped some goats off as they're ferrying. This happened the Monday that the Charger game was moved, if you recall, to Arizona. That Monday, they dropped goats at our house in Hamul. And Joni told Kathy, Kathy, I'm going to pray as hard as I can for you and your property. Nothing's too hard for God. Nothing. Kathy, on the other hand, said, you haven't seen what I've seen. The firemen are running for their lives. The fire jumped the freeway when we were on the freeway this morning. It's too big. It's too strong. Where our house is going to burn. She's in tears. Well, Joni says goodbye to them, and she prays. She told me what she prayed later. I got it out of her. She said, I prayed, God, they haven't believed me. Kathy hasn't believed me. They need a miracle. It's got to be big. It's got to be so big it can't be anybody but you. Show them, God. And my 9-year-old, little Danielle, and God's answered her prayers before, so she believes in God and that her prayers are powerful. She's on her swing set crying because the place that they've been roaming for all these weeks, they had just moved onto that property. It was idyllic in the Piney Woods. She prays, God, please protect everything. Protect the house, protect the barn, the apple trees, and the horse pasture, and especially the big oak in front of the house with our swing. It's this swing that would go halfway to the barn and back, and that's they were on it constantly. And Kathy and Frank come back after 4 days. Gone. The night they left, the night we're talking about, 10 years ago tonight, or last night, that fire went up and over and burned all the way to the lake. The firemen couldn't stop it. The firemen never stopped it. It just ran out of fuel. Kathy and Frank are finally allowed to go back after 4 days. They have to show ID. Frank says, "What have you got to tell me?" to the fire captain. He goes, "I'm sorry, Frank. It's all gone." They drive on. Everything's black. The rocks are black. The lake is black. They come up to the crest, and they look on the western face. Now, fires burn very quickly on the western face, and that's why Guiamaca Woods, where they live, was the most destroyed of all the areas, if you look it up. They see a patch of green in the distance. It doesn't make any sense. It looks surrounded by black. There's no possible way. She says, "Frank, do you see what I'm looking at?" And he says, "Yes, I see it. I don't believe it, but I see it." Well, they keep driving. They come up to the green gate, and nothing had burned. Nothing. There was ash, no smell of smoke, no smell of fire on that property. And that's the essence of God inside the fire.
So for these folks who didn't believe, and then the prayers coming from your wife and prayers coming from your child, and just the whole situation, the entire area is burned from north, south, east, west, everything around it, except these folks' property.
Yes. And it's not just like the fire came up to the house and didn't burn the house, David. It followed the property lines.
That's cool.
They had a stack of wood against a chain link fence 15 feet away from their house. Now, they had done a survey, and they found out that chain link fence was in the wrong spot. It was in the neighbor's property. They had to cut down all these dead pine trees. They had 13 of them when they first moved in, or they couldn't get fire insurance. So they cut them down. They stacked them up. I was there. I saw it. 12 cords of wood over my head, 8 feet high, 50 feet long, all the way to the back corner of the property. When they came back, that stack was gone. There was a little tiny rectangle of ash about 4 inches high all the way back where it used to be. Meanwhile, the house is untouched. There's plastic bags that they left. They had this one horse they were trying to get out, and they couldn't. It took forever to get this horse, and they left the plastic bags on this little open porch 15 feet away from that stack, and the bags were still there, untouched. No smell of smoke, no smell of fire.
Wow, that's cool. All right, let me ask you this couple of quick questions. All right, so in the book, there are pictures where people can have an opportunity to see this. Let me ask you about this couple. And our time is a little constrained because I want to make sure to give people an opportunity to get the book. And by the way, if you want to get the book, you can go to Amazon.com and type in God Inside the Fire. Right? That's the title, God Inside the Fire. And then you can also contact Greg directly. You can call him at 619-792-0623. Let me repeat that for a few people out there. 619-792-0623. Let me ask you about our time, like I said, it's a little constrained. What happened with the couple? Did they recognize the sovereignty, the grace, the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego concept that took place? What happened with them?
Well, you're going to have to follow this. There's surprises at the end. The end of the book will absolutely shock you. There's a story at the end. Some people come to the Lord. Some people don't come to the Lord. And I don't know. That's between them and God. But it's not easy. It's not what you think. You know, there's quotes in there from C.S. Lewis, and he talks about seeing is not believing. First thing to get clear in speaking about miracles is if we hold a philosophy which excludes the supernatural, we'll not see the miracle.
No question.
That's absolutely true.
No question about it. There's no question about that. If you're in a person that just doesn't believe miracles will ever take place, it's very rare for you to see one.
Well, you're going to say, "I don't have enough information. Yeah. I wasn't here."
Yeah.
So you'll see me and Frank going back and forth. And he was just as nice can be about it, but he's spiritually blind, at least at that point.
Right. And I'd rather you not even tell me the rest. It gives me a chance to look forward to something mysterious in the framework of the book, because I want people to get a chance to read it, listen to it, and watch it. And to me, as I understand and as I've watched, and again, tomorrow it's going to be 35 years for me. And, you know, some people sit down with me and I tell them some of the stuff. They think I've lost my mind, or they just listen to the radio show and they think I've lost my mind. It's one of the two. It's not going to really matter. But the bottom line is the Lord does things without asking anybody's permission. And again, I saw some comments today about something that happened somewhere else, very miraculous. And people are like, you know, it's not biblical. It didn't happen. Well, Jesus didn't say go to the bathroom, so don't do it. I mean, it's like that kind of mentality is so far out. God can do whatever he wants to do, when he wants to do it, how he wants to do it, including preserve a property in answer to the prayers of his children.
I have a question for you, David.
Fire away.
How big can we pray? How big?
People can. That's actually, an ironically, a great theological question. If people could understand to pray for the impossible, they would see the impossible.
That's where God shows up.
Yep. That's
when there's no other answer.
Because sometimes, and we talked about this yesterday, and I did with my producer. Sometimes God requires the only solution to be a miracle, so that there can be no denial that it's God. And I sense that's what the book has got a lot to do with. That's where when they said, why couldn't we cast the spirit out? Jesus says, well, it doesn't come out by prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting means a full dependence on the Lord doing the actual casting out at that point. And that's a fullness on for God to do it. It takes a miracle sometimes. In your case, and in this case, and in the book's case, it was a miracle that only God could have done.
And I didn't have that faith. I want everybody to know. My prayer was, I hope they got their fire insurance. They're going to need it.
Yeah.
That was me.
Yeah. So you had other people that were operating in a higher plane of, or higher grasping of the faith. But I like it. It's got a good good feel to a good sense to it. So here's what I'm going to do. You did a good job. And what we're going to do is we're going to give a chance for people to kind of check out the book. And we're probably going to have you back down the road. We're probably talking about 60 days or so. Get into some different aspects on different chapters. What you got to do if you want to get the book, you go to Amazon.com, type in God Inside the Fire, or you can call Greg directly, 619-792-0623. That's 619-792-0623. Greg, do me a favor, hang on so I can talk to you after we're done on this, but I got to take a break right now.
Ladies, I have 3 signed copies for you. I'll drop them off. You can give them away.
I appreciate it, brother. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, man, I don't know. There's just so much to choose from. It could be fun. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus, and he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. The new and improved Talking Bible can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 760-745-8105. That's 760-745-8105 or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call 760-745-8105.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300. And security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ. Now, you can get the David Spoon Experience podcast 24-7. Every zany segment, every round of trivia, every off-the-wall joke, every super deep thought-provoking atheist maddening rant, every single show of the DSE. Go now to www.thejewishchristian.com. Listen, you're entering the David Spoon Experience.
Well, we're waiting.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Nice job by Greg Stelly on his book, God Inside the Fire. That's a great story, man. I think that was great. I mean, he did a nice job. You know, I was maybe a little nervous when he got on there, you know, but he was passionate. You could tell he was really important story to him. But what's cool is when the story is from the Lord and you're just trying to be careful on how you handle it, because you don't want to do God any kind of, you know, you don't want to do it wrong or anything like that. One thing that you got to find out, though, is that here's something to remember. This will help everybody who gets involved in ministry. God entrusted you and I with the gospel, which is the single greatest story, single greatest truth ever given to mankind. You don't always do that perfect. That's okay. He knows you're not going to do that perfect every time. He still has confidence in us and still entrusts us with his most glory. I mean, of all the things, I mean, people, the resurrection of the dead and salvation for mankind through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ at the top of the list. Come on, at the top, very top, very top. As you heard in that commercial just a second ago, Excalibur Roofing is our big sponsor, and Eric and I are going to be coordinating an employment commercial. I'm putting that together. I just got some documentation from some other places I need to get to put it together. It's my job. I don't just do research. I also do some production, some stuff like that. So I just want to remind everybody because of how rainy it was. Was it rainy for you last night? You should have. I haven't been to the rain where you're by the ocean. Oh, wow. And the rain wasn't coming. You know how rain's supposed to fall on top of you? This was raining sideways. I wasn't used to that because, okay, well, I don't know about the Homer part, but okay, so if you have a roof and you were in any of that rain like we were, I'm sitting there thinking, man, I hope my car is all right, let alone my roof. I mean, you know, the car is surrounded by stuff. It was pretty brutal. If you have a roof and you're like, you need to call Eric, 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to excaliburroofing.com. If you've got anything going on for new roof construction, old roof replacements, repairs, or you just got questions, you're trying to figure it out, because their estimates are free, those are the kind of people you want to deal with. Excalibur Roofing and Eric Holloway, whom, again, I think in November. I got to talk him into coming in November. Eric, you got to come in November. Okay, and then we'll do the employment commercial. That's for people that want to really commit. He's not looking for a fly-by-night kind of thing because he's not that kind of person. Piece of good news for those of you that don't know the piece of good news, so I'll give it to you real quickly. There is a new poll out, and it says this, 76% of people in the United States, and I notice that this poll changes every time they do it, 76% of people believe in God, 38% of those people that believe in God try to do what he asks. So you know what the sub headline is? God's ratings are up. See, if you're an account exec or if you're an executive at a radio station or a TV station or newspaper, you're like, God's ratings are up. I'm going to go with God doesn't care if his ratings are up. I'm going to go, the only person it's good for God's ratings to be up is humanity. That's where I'm going. Because I think when God decides to cancel the subscription, program's over. You know this whole thing we're doing right here? This is called Reality TV Universe. And see, all the angels, powers, and principalities, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10 and 11, are watching the show as God demonstrates his wisdom. And God's letting the ratings go. And then he's got the big finale, which is the end times, right? And then at the end of that, the series is canceled.
And one thing's for sure, during mid-broadcast, they're laughing a whole heck of a lot.
Yeah, I think, well, I think during any part of any broadcast, they're probably laughing. It's even funnier to think that the people that are in, like, Washington, they think they're all, like, the center. It's so funny.
Yeah.
It's like, this is the church of the nation.
Uh-huh.
See, watch this. Throne of God, center of universe. Throne of God, center of universe. That doesn't line up with my theology. All right, Fred Flintstone, take a seat. All right. It's just like, come on. You can't possibly be serious. You know what? I got an idea. Read the book. You don't understand. Miracles, they don't happen. Yeah, so if you shut up, that'll be a miracle. How about that? Oh, ouch. Oh, get the dagger out of my back. All right, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, I'm going to actually try and do a DDD. I thought it'd be a good idea. And then also maybe some news, because the news is classic. Proves Jesus is on his way.
Wondering who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.